Well, hello, gentlemen. Solo Man here. Now I got a couple of days off, you know, and might be making a few videos, but not too much beer involved, mostly coffee. And here in the UK, we're just waiting for the lockdown to come. I mean, we're all double and vaccinated with the booster, but that's not good enough. And has anybody else noticed the pattern that repeats itself over and over, and then another lockdown? But anyway, as I'm not allowed to leave my room, I'm making this video. So we all know that feminism was created because of the patriarchy keeping the femmes down, oppressing them. I mean, they hardly had any rights at all. And they were treated terribly and hardly had anything, the poor things. And for some reason, it was mostly white men that were doing all this to the femmes. Bastards. Of course, in reality, of course, they've always been entitled. And they've always been materialistic. I mean, they're just far more entitled in today's world than they were before. But let's take a look. Let's go back to the 1950s. You know, where femmes were chained to the kitchen sink. Or were they? The fact is that most femmes are never satisfied and complete moaners all the time. Then it's never enough. They always want more and more. But I'm going to put a link to a song that was out in the 1950s. I'd put it on here, but UT would give me a copyright strike straight away, even if I play one note. So I want you to listen to this song, and it's by Eartha Kitt, and it's called Santa Baby. Very popular song. And songs do kind of reflect what's going on at the time, don't they? And if you listen to this song, it's about a femon asking for something for Christmas. Well, she's asking everything for Christmas. I think she wants a house, a ring, money. She wants loads of stuff from a man. And it must be accepted because it was a popular hit at the time. Nobody was gobsmacked by the record. They just realized it was a good record because it was true. Which means, of course, that femmes were way entitled back in those days. Because if you think about it, a lot of songs that men used to sing and write were about femmes. How they loved them, or how they missed them when they were away, or a breakup, or something. It was all about femmes. But you won't get songs written by men nowadays about that sort of thing. Because men nowadays have seen the light. And as usual, the femmes didn't realize when they had it good. I mean, in today's world, they still have it good, but not so good as they had it. They ruined it themselves. And it's only going to get worse, because more and more men are waking up. And even from way back in the 1950s to now, one thing hasn't changed. Femmes are still moaning and complaining. And a lot of men nowadays have decided there's no way to satisfy a femon, so they're not even trying. And who can blame them? Of course, the trouble is these younger men don't know about the 1950s and the way it was. They only know the way femons tell it. So the younger men believe that the men were really bad in those days and treated femons badly. But they didn't, did they, guys? Because I know I was there. And that old song, Santa Baby, proves it. There's a saying now, of course, that femmes are their own worst enemy. And they are. So anyway, guys, take a listen to that song if you haven't already, and tell me what you think.
Santa Baby, hurry down the chimney tonight, and you better have a plenty expensive presents for me.
Yeah, that sounds like an oppressed femme, doesn't it?